Lin Shuiyao, I woke up and found that I had come back, and I slept all night, the sound still did not disappear, so I was so angry that he threw things and smashed the house. In order to prevent Lin Shuiyao from destroying things, the person who made the noise had to faint Lin Shuiyao again. Han Qinluo follow Luo Shikwai with Lu Manfeng light a fire by the river and discuss going up the river tomorrow. It is estimated that you will be in the Giki Forest in 1 or 2 hours. Behind the Giki Forest is Wang Xuan. Tomb Guardian Qiu Yuling is one of the four villains of Yinmo Island, and the people on Yinmo Island are good at temperament, martial arts, and enjoy killing. The sound is everywhere. Therefore, those who fall into their hands often cannot survive, and the government does not killing the Yinmo Dao people who guarded the tomb, so the Yinmo Dao guarding the tomb is considered to be a scourge to the martial arts. For the comfort of Han Qinluo, Lu Manfeng did not recommend Han Qinluo to go to the Giki Forest, and Han Qinluo had to follow him in order not to let Zhu Nianqin and Lu Manfeng and Luo Shikuayu die. When Luo Shikuayu saw Lu Manfeng and Han Qinluo arguing, like two quarrels, he was embarrassed to stay and found an excuse to stay away from Lu Manfeng and Han Qinluo. Han Qinluo waited for Luo Shikuayu to leave, and told Lu Manfeng that he left Lu Manfeng to go home that day, and met a group of ghost-faced people and Qiu Yunqi. Qiu Yunqi used her mother to threaten her, forcing her to practice poisoning hands, and even let her be here. The crystal coffin chamber of Guzi tomb was poisoned. She was afraid that she would not be controlled and forced her to take poison. Lu Manfeng comforted Han Qinluo. Don't be afraid. He will stay with him in the future and will not let anyone hurt Han Qinluo. Princess Yingxu dressed up specially and went to see Yu Morong Yi, but Mirong Xian told her that Morong Yi went to the tomb of Guzi some time ago and has not returned yet, so she has returned without success. The brother of Princess Yingxu, the Prince Yingxu Palace, learned that Princess Yingxu went to Morong Yi. As a princess, Princess Qi Yingxu condescended to a foreigner tomb faction. In order to prevent Princess Yingxue from feeling the inside got deeper and deeper, so she had to stop Princess Yingxu and Morong Yi from falling in love. Morong Yi had an appointment with Princess Yingxu before and wanted to see Princess Yingxu. Now Morong Yi broke the contract. Princess Yingxu was in a bad mood. She stood under the moon and admired the flowers and set the calming lantern to pray for Morong Yi. On the second day, Qiu Yunqi heard from the ghost-faced person that she has not found Han Qinluo so far. Qin Sihai Morong Yi came when he was so angry that he wanted to punish the ghost-faced man. Qiu Yunqi neglected his duty and failed to guard the tomb of Guzi, and was scolded by Morong Yi. Although Lonely Desert cultivates the unicorn arm, it is useless for people who have not poisoned blood, so Morong Yi ordered Qiu Yunqi to take the cold away, and to see people or corpses in life. Based on the temperature of the fire, Qin Sihai guessed that the three of Luo Shikuayu had already gone far, and immediately asked the brothers to step up and move on. Luo Shikuayu and the three of them spent a lot of effort to reach the Giki Forest. The ghost habitat forest was filled with mist. Han Qinluo was very scared when he saw the corpse hanging on the tree, and the wind persuaded Han Qinluo not to be afraid, this was just a tomb method. Lin Shuiyao clamored to eat and drink water. The vocalist asked Lin Shuiyao to look at her feet. Lin Shuiyao lowered her head and saw the food and water. She was still dissatisfied. As the bell demon, she was too scared to continue making noise, and weirdly brought food and water into the house to eat. Luo Shikuayu and the three people circled around and returned to the original place, only to find that the surrounding trees could be used to confuse people. Luo Shikuayu took the compass and gave it to Lu Manfeng. Lu Manfeng walked according to the direction the compass was pointing to, leading Luo Shikuayu and Han Qinluo forward, not wanting to return to the original place. Lu Manfeng suspected that the compass was disturbed. He smashed a stone from the ground with a sword and held it on top of the compass. The needle of the compass turned, thus confirming that there are magnets in this area that can interfere with the compass. The fog in the forest will enchant the direction. Seeing that he could not find a direction from above, Luo Shikuayu could only determine the position based on the growth of the roots, and continue to lead everyone forward until he was caught by the rope in front of him. The whereabouts of Luo Shikuayu and the three were exposed, and Qiu Yuling did not continue to play with Lin Shuiyao, and ran to entertain the three of Luo Shikuayu. Luo Shikuayu chased Qiu Yuling alone, and Lu Manfeng and Han Qinluo were confused by the sound demon. Qiu Yuling came to Lu Manfeng and Han Qinluo, and saw that Qiu Yunqi's lover had joined the tomb attack faction, a little gloating. Lin Shiyao woke up and left without hearing Qiu Yuling's voice. When Luo Shikuayu heard Lin Shiyao's insulting lonely mo and Qiu Yuling, he stopped immediately.